take a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow. Well, all the friends that you knew in school, they used to be so cool, now they just bore you. Well, look at them now, already pulling the plow, so quick to take to grain, like some old mule. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal. Dreaming of the day you're gonna pack your bags with the miles away. Oh, just grab your girl and go where no one knows you. What will all the old folks say? So the hometown's bringing you down, or you're drowning in the small talk and the chatter. Are you gonna step into line like your daddy done, punching the dime and climbing life's long ladder? Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow.
Listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't.
Hello, hello, is this thing on? I think it is.
You're listening to Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman. It's now time for This Week Live, a public affairs program which airs each Monday. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Coleman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinion of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station. And now, here are your hosts for This Week Live, Melissa Silvey and Jay Fuller.
I'm afraid of Americans.
You know, I just really hated interrupting that Ray LaMontagne song. I was just sitting back with my feet propped up enjoying the nice sunny weather going, I need to beg, steal, or borrow.
Sure you were. We all believe that.
So welcome to This Week Live, public affairs program each and every week, at least when we're in town at 2 o'clock.
perhaps maybe the shortest show ever since neither one of us have show notes.
I've got a pretty good memory, you know. I spent my 4 hours watching Meet the Press and Fox News Sunday, a.k.a. all of the politicians. A.k.a. all of the politicians lie.
Yeah, for real. It's
going to turn itself off in about 10 seconds.
So sad.
So what's on your mind?
You know what? I was thinking today. Last night you asked me if we were going to do the show today because I had not talked about politics much.
That's right.
And
I was hoping to get out of it again.
And so, you know what? I have just been so disgusted with politics lately.
You just tuned it out.
That I have completely tuned it out and had myself occupied with other things. And I believe we will touch on both of those topics today.
Well, I can tell you from some of my conversations last week that there's a whole bunch of people in this county who are not really even focusing on what's happening up in Washington. They're all focused on Smith Lake and what we'll call a McMansion on Smith Lake. It's really not a mansion. The school board, the future of kids, the pencils and the pens and the erasers and the chalkboards and
what. Let's not get too far into anything right now. I just want to do a highlight.
Highlight, okay.
Highlight the topics we're going to talk about, which one of them will be the school board's new lake house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else? I'm sure you'll want to rant about the FCC, and I will want to mock you about how government doesn't affect your life.
Well, that's what I spent my weekend doing. You know, my other day job involves limited control from the government up till now. Do you feel like we're not loud enough? I feel like we're looking kind of weird.
I felt like there was hair on my microphone, to be honest. All right, another thing that we would like to talk about with everyone.
It's your birthday.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We are almost a year old.
I was singing.
And
We had a moment over the weekend, didn't we?
We have an announcement.
No, we're not expecting. Sorry, Bob.
Yeah, well, that's not our only announcement. I have an announcement.
I've lost track of how many announcements we have.
The radio station has an announcement.
So we were, like, in town over the weekend, and Melissa and I have been talking about this quite a bit, and it hasn't happened until this weekend, but, you know, we're eating at certain restaurants and, you know, walking through certain stores, and we always seem to hear the same radio station that's a little bit north of here.
That's not even my announcement.
Used to always talk about we're the light station.
I almost forgot about that moment we shared.
I'm irritated so much with the light station, I even did a promo on Live 95 that says, we don't cut off awesome songs like the light station does.
All right.
So there we are. Actually, there you are, walking through a store. I was out in the car jamming to Live 95 like I always am.
And you
need to come inside.
I was at the register, and I heard something, and I called you, and I said, you need to come inside.
But it's funny, because as soon as I walked inside and heard the song that was on, I knew exactly, well, I knew before you told me to walk inside what you wanted me to walk inside.
No, you didn't. You told me you had no clue why I wanted you to walk inside.
True.
You thought
it was
the girls in the prom dresses, and I'm like, where did that even come from?
Well, that's who was getting all of your attention when I walked
in. No, 2, 3, 5 different things were getting my attention. Yeah, the girls walked in with
dresses. You're like trying to help the girls out with their dresses, and you're like, just walk to the back of the store.
And I was like,
immediately my brain's like, why would you want me to walk to the back of the store?
Oh. I was like, walk back there where you can hear the radio, and you were like, oh.
And of course, I had been listening to Live 95 before I walked in the store, so as soon as I heard, what song was on?
I didn't even hear the song.
I think it was a Depeche Mode song.
I just heard you saying.
You're not going to hear Depeche Mode on many other radio stations in this part of the state.
Right.
unless you're tuned into us. So.
I just heard you say that this is Live 95 WRJMLP Coleman, and I was like, with the other six things I'm doing right now, I need to call Jay and tell him to get in here now.
It's fun to me not to harass on too many Colemanites, because I know we have a wide variety here, and I already picked on one over the weekend on Facebook. But I mean, back when I was in radio in the 90s, and I was going to school at Wallace State, and this was my funniest moment.
Back in the day, I
walked into the financial aid office because I was on a scholarship, and I needed to ask them something. And I had come on at the time, Oldies 95.5, doing the weather forecast. And the lady behind the desk was talking to me, and she kept looking at the radio and looked back at me and looked at the radio like, how can you be in two places at once? Hey, there's
magic.
This technology known as recording. It's really
magic.
Great. Yep. So that was classic. And, you know, I still, every now and then, you know, chuckle at that thought. Of course, I chuckle even harder when I pull up a recording of what I sounded like back then, so it's kind of funny.
My mom asked me once, is Jay always at the radio station?
Why, yes. I have my own cot in the back room.
And when we first came on, your mom called me and was like, why is Jay at the radio station? He has activity.
Yeah, stuff
on.
To do.
And I was like,
So anyway, yes, I mean, most of the time there is not a human being here at the radio station. I do want to change that in the near future, and that's kind of what we're leading into a little bit as I watch Melissa play with her rings across the table from me. I would like to get some warm bodies in here to actually disc jockey and be your host for most of the afternoons.
But we have no money.
We don't have money for that yet, but we hope to have money for that. More sponsorships would be a great and wonderful thing. And part of that would be involved in me actually updating the website, telling people how they can be sponsors, which I haven't done yet. So
yeah. So first break time?
That's in about 6 minutes. Unless you would like it to be now.
It can be now.
Now, let's keep going for a moment. So, like sponsorships are good. Let me give you a little background of the station. Believe it or not, the charter, for lack of a better term, says that Live 95 is a low-power, community-oriented radio station. So that we are. We are actually a nonprofit company owned by Coleman Community Radio, and we are in the process of getting all of that paperwork through the powers that be, so when we go out and we actually try to solicit donations or advertisements, you guys can actually get write-offs for your business by doing sponsorships with us. So
yes,
that's one of the reasons I haven't really pushed it really hard yet. But we are working really hard to do that, and I'm assuming, judging by some of the looks you're giving me, you would like for me to hold off on the other announcement till after the break.
Yes.
All right. Well, stay tuned.
Well, I mean, we can talk about that. You know, if you would like to sponsor us or get an ad on our radio program or sponsor the event that we are going to announce after the break, you can email us at studio@live95coleman.com or catch us on our Facebook.
Which is what 99.99% of the rest of America does, is catch us on Facebook. So.
Yeah.
And that's good. I mean, we like to hear back from you. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Makes us feel like we accomplished something, right?
Every time we get a new like from somebody that we don't know personally, it's exciting.
It is.
Likes are good.
Yep. So anyway, if you'd like to make comments, even about the show, Facebook's a good place for that. And you can also call us.
Announce our Facebook.
When we're here, 737-9951. Like right now, you can call, and we will probably take your call and put you on the air. Facebook is pretty easy to find. Just go to live95coleman.com and click on the little Facebook picture, or you can Google live95coleman.
Yeah, our Facebook is actually Live95Coleman.
Yep. So any of those things, stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute, and we do have some more exciting stuff coming your way.
Very exciting.
You're listening to This Week Live right here on Live 95.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Leah Brandon. An eyewitness to a shooting in Gadsden speaks out. Ray McGuire lives next door to the Club Stratus in downtown Gadsden.
I heard a loud noise, and I looked out the window, then I seen shooting. And I seen a kid fall to the ground right there. I feel sorry for the little boy.
17-year-old Anthony Hale was shot at the club along with two other victims. He will not survive his injuries. His parents are keeping their son on life support for the purpose of organ donation. And Birmingham gets a number one ranking in a business magazine, the ARN's Andrea Tice.
The Magic City and the seven counties surrounding it are considered the most affordable metro area in the U.S. by Forbes magazine. 100 of the country's largest areas were considered, with factors like housing, food, utilities, gas, and transportation. Although the median family income in Birmingham is $61,000 a year, which is $2,000 less than the national average, Forbes says the paychecks stretch further.
This is the Alabama Radio Network. The University of Alabama athletics director says John Brannan will be the interim head coach for the Crimson Tide basketball team for the remainder of the current season. Brannan was an associate head coach under Anthony Grant and has 16 years experience. The Tide will begin play in the NIT against Illinois tomorrow night. Grant was fired yesterday. Mercedes-Benz Advance extending a deadline to apply for two technical training programs beginning in the fall that could lead to a job. April 10th is now the last day to apply for mechatronics or automotive technician programs. The company says this is a great program for someone who doesn't want to get a four-year degree.
This is more for the technical student, somebody that's interested in the world in which we live in, which is a very highly technical world, whether it's working on equipment or building our cars that we have here at the plant.
The company targeting high school seniors. And Bluebell is issuing its first recall in its over 100-year history. Company officials say there's a potential listeria problem in some of their frozen snacks. Leah Brandon, ARN News. In money news, stocks jumping higher today, led by healthcare and utilities companies. The market coming off 3 weeks of losses. Families of at least 67 people killed in crashes caused by defective GM ignition switches will get compensation from the company. Attorney Kenneth Feinberg, who was hired by GM to compensate victims, updating the total today, up from 64 last week. Home builder confidence is slipping. The National Association of Home Builders saying that sentiment in the industry slipping for a third straight month in March. An official with the NAHB says supply issues also could be to blame for the drop in builder confidence. And look for lower gas prices this week. Analysts say the price of crude continues to tumble and oil inventories are going up. The Oil Price Information Service says crude oil production is at its highest level since November of 72. Leah Brandon, ARN News.
The best songs from the best artists. Like this. And this. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a room. And this. I am the rain. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Tell a friend. Spread the word. You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Cullman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
220. Welcome back to This Week Live on a Monday. And it has to be one of the prettiest days I can remember in a long time.
Oh my God, spring might actually be here.
For the next 3 days, anyway.
The spring thaw.
Yeah.
I saw crocuses.
I don't know what that is.
Flowers. Why am I not surprised?
So, as we began to announce before the break, and now we're going to dive deep down into it, Live 95 is almost 1 year old. Our birthday, I believe, is April the 7th, is that right?
I don't have any recollection.
I really should know because I gave away some concert tickets on the Facebook page based on the anniversary date last week.
We spent so much time like, are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? What are we going to do? What are we going to play?
We've had Live 95 a little bit longer than all of our listeners because we ran it in the house for, 2 months before we built the station out?
Mm-mm. Did we?
Yeah, because I wanted to test the software and make sure the software ran correctly, et cetera. You don't remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had to restart it every 6 hours. Yeah. The trial version died after six hours.
You know, we go to the beach one time and
we had to restart it.
But
we were actually
3 hours.
No, it wasn't that long, but we were actually on the air at that point. We had to reset it like every 6 hours. It was, we had been on the air over a month before we actually had the money to buy the software.
Good times, good times.
So we have been brainstorming a way to celebrate the fact that we are 1 year old, and I'm just going to shut up and let you rant most of your ideas, and I'll add anything that you missed.
So it may be the 1 year and 1 month anniversary, depending on how you look at it.
Because the venues in Coleman are quite full at times.
Yes, and the venue that we chose... we chose because we know the person who owns it.
Yeah, and we've kind of had a relationship with them, too. You know, our sports talk program's been over there before.
That's right.
Yep.
So, we were brainstorming, and I was like, hey, I know what we can do.
Huh, what can we do?
Battle of the Bands.
Hmm.
Dun, dun, dun!
And I was thinking, hey, we're like 1 year off, 1 year old. We could take the weekend off. Yeah, let's not do anything.
We
could.
Like, no. And we are hoping, looking, whatever, to do this annually. So it would be the first annual WRJMLP Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, we would probably just call it Live 95 Battle of the Bands. But now... You know, back when we first launched the station, we were kind of flying under the radar for a while. And a lot of this history you can find on our website, live95coleman.com. But we were like, okay, we're on the air. If you like us, you should go find us on Facebook. And it was like 3 weeks before we saw a like from somebody we didn't personally know. So we're like, this is an interesting social experiment. And then Memorial Day last year was really kind of the unofficial launch of the station. And we'll probably do something like that again this year. We popped up randomly, you know, all around town. We were giving away some pizzas, some drinks, soft drinks for those of you who are thinking it's 5 o'clock too early today. And
talk somewhere.
There you go.
Yeah, in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
We were popping up, you know, in various places, letting people come, select what music we wanted to play, and, you know, just kind of shoot the breeze with us, talk about what they liked and didn't like. We met a lot of people that weekend.
It was fun. We had a good time.
And the weather was nice. It wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold. You know, we had a good time.
Yeah. Papa John's gave us pizza and the donut shop. What's that shopping center called?
North Park. Yep.
North Park Shopping Center. The donut shop gave us donuts. Cyber Broadband gave us sodas. You know, it was a fun day.
Yep. Now we've done a lot since then. I mean, the Sports Talk program has been out and done you know, a couple of live remote broadcasts. And
we would like to do more.
We were down at Wallace for the county basketball tournament.
You and Tommy did the election at the courthouse.
That was a last minute thing.
Yeah, but it turned out so well.
And we did, you know, when football season launched last year, we went to Grumpy's. We did a big live kind of kickoff remote there. Of course, that was, you know, we put together Friday Night Live, which was sort of a massive experiment to see, can we do live remote broadcasts? And I've heard from many people, we had some of the best sounding audio as well as some of the best sounding commentaries of any of the radio stations locally. That's pretty awesome
on Friday Night Live.
For the new kids on the block.
From Jason and Tommy, but I mean, Tommy Warhurst, he's got the voice for radio.
I used to think I was born for radio till I met him, and I'm like, I just got to go stand in the corner over there.
I mean, if you have him on air, you're going to sound great no matter what.
So we're going to be sort of working out the additional details of this, but we want you to go ahead and spread the word. It is a done deal. It's going to be the first Saturday in May at Grumpy's. We are looking at inviting as many bands as sign up that we can accommodate. I talked with Tyler after you left, by the way, and he opens at 11:30 over there, so we could book the first band as early as 12. So if you do 12, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, you know, it's at least 5 or 6 bands. Now, we can't accommodate 20 bands. I mean, I would love to accommodate 20 bands. Maybe someday we'll expand to the point where we can do that.
Three stages.
But this time around, it's going to be first come, first serve. We're going to appoint a couple of judges. We all of this take with a grain of salt because Melissa and I are still discussing. We haven't even discussed this part yet. But I'm thinking, what, two or three staff from the radio station and then maybe two or three listeners too?
Maybe. I mean, it would have to be somebody who would dedicate their entire Saturday.
Their whole day, right.
To listen to every band. We don't want to do an audience participation.
Because each band has groupies.
Right, because we don't want one band to come in and all of their fans come in and vote and then leave and not listen to the rest of the bands. We would like to have whoever judges hear all the bands and then judge.
Now, we're still working on the logistics of this, too, so take some of this, like I said, with a grain of salt. If you have suggestions that you'd like to add to this, we'd like to hear them. Studio at live95coleman.com or hit us up on our Facebook page.
Also, we want to point out, we do not have a genre.
Right.
Our genre is what did I call it?
Psychedelic fur.
No, that's not. That's not what I called it. Anyway, our genre is all over the place. So if you think, hey, I'm a folk singer and I have my banjo and that's all. I mean,
and you call yourself Mumford and Sons.
Don't, yeah. Mumford and Banjo.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that's another thing.
By the way, Banjo was fired from the most recent Mumford and Sons album.
Yeah, that was
Banjo funny. Is suing for unemployment.
So, don't think just because it's you and your banjo and you sing bluegrass that we won't want you on our Battle of the Bands.
Our plan at this point, and I'm still working on the engineering side of this, although I know people who know people who know people that can make this happen, but we want to take this event and we want to broadcast it live on
yes,
the radio station.
That so would be fun, so that all of Coleman can
We would love for everyone to fit into Grumpy's, but if you happen to be driving through town, going to AutoZone on a Saturday, and you tune into Live 95, we want you to be able to hear some of the local bands.
Right.
So our plan, actually my plan, and I'm still working on the logistics of this, and we'll have to get permission from all the bands, but not only do I want to broadcast it live, I want to record it so I can air back certain tracks from certain bands in the future.
Right. We've always wanted to have
local bands
featured. And
it's kind of one of those.
We've gotten a few nibbles.
We're working on it.
We haven't caught any real bites yet.
Yep. So if you're a local band or you know a local band, hit them up on Facebook. You know, talk to the guys. Let them know this is happening. It's the first Saturday of May.
May 2.
And get them to get in touch with us or Grumpy's, but probably us because we're going to be coordinating this through Grumpy's. And we'll keep providing more details as it goes on. We're going to get some promos going on the radio station and we're still working. I mean, there's a couple of other things that we want to accomplish with this that we haven't figured out how to do. One of the main catalysts for wanting to do this is we need it to be a fundraiser for the radio station.
So right, we need funds.
We need to figure out how to do that. We were hoping to charge a cover. We're not sure we're going to be able to do that. We're still waiting on the logistics of that.
We might do donations.
Might have
instead.
Donations instead, right? We might sell tickets. I don't know.
You know what we could do?
What's that?
I just got an idea.
What's that?
One of the judges could be a jar. And whoever gets the most money is one of the counts as one of the votes.
I don't have to dress up in a dress, do I?
Why would you have to dress up in a dress count money?
Why would anybody want to give me money if I'm a judge?
No, you put the band name on the jar and put money in as a vote.
Thought you were trying to get me to raise money.
That would be awesome. No, Jay, you're too ugly to be a stripper. High-fiving.
No, I'm not high-fiving you over that.
Sure.
And if you had followed the politics in Coleman, you will learn we don't want strip clubs in Coleman.
No, I was talking about the sign that we saw at 334 yesterday. Yeah.
So,
I was holding a sign that says too ugly to strip.
Yeah.
So I often carry around cardboard and a Sharpie in my car.
Yeah, I know you do.
So that I can
just
write
in case you break down or out of
just
money.
Just in case I run out of gas money, I can write a witty sign and stand up beside my car.
Yeah.
And have people hand me money.
That's an interesting thought.
I do that often.
So, advertising. We're hopefully going to be, I mean, obviously we're going to be running promos on the station. We're hoping to drum up some business from that. Probably posters around town at some of the places that people look for music.
Right.
And, you know, more ideas coming. But we're excited about this. This is our next big deal. And before you know it, and this blows my mind, because here we are almost in, the end of March.
Right.
We're just a few months away.
You're jumping forward a little bit.
We're a few months away from all of this crazy football stuff starting all over again, which is what basically Live 95 shines at, all of these sports guys.
And hopefully we get Tommy and Chase him back, because, I mean, Tommy.
Oh, I think they're just drooling to come back.
Are they?
It's like, I can't believe it's only March.
All right. Well, are we ready for our second break?
I think so. Well, you'll have to share your list with me again, since I've gotten all excited about this. Comments, suggestions, 256-737-9951. If you'd like to pay our phone bill, let us know. We'll be happy to hear that.
Oh, and also, we're still doing the poll. Who do you think is worse for the country?
You only posted that on Facebook. I don't think you mentioned that on the air.
Right. Well, yeah. We'll do that when I get back.
Yes, probably a good idea.
Probably a good idea.
2:32, you're listening to This Week Live. We claim to be a public affairs show. Talk a little bit about the government, a little bit about local, state, national. And so far today, we've talked about Coleman and Live 95. Yep. Join in the conversation, 256-737-9951. We'll be back in a bit.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world.
Hello, Coleman. My name is Jason Spiegel, and along with my co-host, Ronnie Barnes, we want to extend a special invitation to join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Sports Talk Live.
Each Tuesday, we will announce the People's Bank Player of the Week, as well as discuss the past week top high school and college games.
Don't miss Thursdays when we welcome regular guest Greg Smith with OnlyBestBets.com at 4:25 p.m. and Greg Basta with Campus Insider at 4:45 p.m.
Once again, please join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 until 6 for Sports Talk Live right here on 95.5 Live 95 WRJM Coleman's Independent Radio.
Sports Talk Live is brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Where's Moolah each and every week, as well as the Player of the Week, and our other fabulous sponsors, such as Cynthia Phillips, your Alpha Insurance Agent, AK Rentals, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers and Gifts, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissor Salon, and Tommy Warhurst at the Warhurst Agency, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
This is Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio. This is the music we love.
I can't hear it.
This is Live 95 Music. This is Live 95 Music. If you like this, and this, then this is your radio station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Coleman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
So before we get into the Coleman School Board thing, I would like to say that I got 50 shades of excited just now when I pulled up my Facebook to look at if we'd gotten any responses, and the first thing that popped up was, let me pull it up again.
50 shades of excited.
250 shades of excited, if we want to be honest. The first thing that popped up was Loch Ness meteor reported reportedly seen over Scotland shores captured in image. The first thing that I saw was Loch Ness monster reportedly seen. So I got like 50 shades of excited, going, oh my god, the Loch Ness monster is real, blah blah blah. And then click on the picture, and the picture really is beautiful. I mean, it's a gorgeous picture. I'll let you see it.
It was the NSA.
But it's not the Loch Ness monster, so now I am 50 shades of disappointed.
Well, I was getting 51 shades of excited because I went over to see how the stock market was doing today, and it's up 220 points if you follow the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So I guess that's a good thing. I don't know if we've overcome the losses from last week. The stock market is like a bipolar girlfriend this last month. I mean, ups, downs, ups, downs. I don't know if that's the best description or not, but that's kind of how I feel about it right now. Apple doing good today, up $1.12. But anyway, so we were talking about government, and this program likes to focus on state, local, and national issues. I must admit, since we launched the show now probably two and a half months ago, it's been about 80% national and about 20% local. But here in the last week or two, I must admit, most of the shift of politics out there has shifted to local.
And state.
And state, but mostly local. A lot of people are talking about a Facebook post that was made about a month and a half ago where pictures of a unfinished lake house were thrown up on a server.
The lake house was finished. The renovations were unfinished.
That's true, but at the time, nobody knew that. There were pictures posted of this lake house, and the announcement made was that the Coleman County School Board has purchased a new lake house, this unfinished, for approximately $1.2 million. Of course, everybody who lived in Coleman County who pays the half-cent sales tax that goes towards the county schools hit the roof, absolutely. Not to mention all of the parents who have kids in schools, and I mean, I was reading many rants on Facebook and social media and Coleman Times comments section and you name it about how, you know, they're all given lists of things that they need and they expect the parents to go buy these things, you know, for the kids. It's all for the kids, Melissa.
It's all for the children. It's for the children.
So, you know, there obviously was a lot of speculation, you know, what's going on here. Not a lot of fact. And how does speculation turn into fact? Well, you basically read all the speculation and then start cross-checking, you know, theories that were put out there. And let me give a little more background. You know, a lot of this gained traction. Live 95 managed last week to come across the audio from a public, it was not a school board meeting, it was a public information meeting that took place in Good Hope, and an audio recording. Actually, there were two or three sites that made this information available, and we were able to take that audio and sort of make it more, I mean, it was not the best audio quality in the world, but we made it where it was at least airable, and we aired that on Wednesday afternoon and also Thursday evening, immediately following the sports talk program. So there were a lot of people I actually heard that were driving around town and heard bits and portions of that audio and were like, we wondered what that was, and the more we listened to it, the more we realized what it was. So I know for a fact several people did listen to that, and that's part of what we like to do here is be, you know, part of the public service. So I have done a lot of research on this, and here's an outline pretty much of what I have learned. So there is a whole bunch of shoreline property that the county school board and actually a small portion of the city school board already controls. It is called Section 16 land, and the way it was created is way, 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 way back in time when the tracts of land were first distributed and subdivided. Every 16th tract of land, or every 16th section of land, was deeded to be for school use.
I want to Google that because she told me that the other day, and I just don't believe it. I'm Googling it right now.
I've already Googled it. Feel free to do that. It's Section 16 land, I believe, is what I Googled. And a large portion of this was set aside for each county, and over the years, most of the county school boards have sold theirs off already for the longest time, it was controlled by the Alabama Bureau of Land Management. That's who managed it and owned it. When this house was built, that has been in question, I am guessing it was built about 20 years ago. It was actually built and lived in for 4 to 6 years before it was sold to another group of individuals who, I believe, planned to expand it and then live into it, but for some reason abandoned those plans and pretty much abandoned the house. I don't know why they did that. I'm still sort of trying to find out why they did that. I know who it was, and I actually know them, but I have not talked to them personally. But the deal is...
I don't want to get any rumors started.
Well, I can give you a hint. Their last name's Fuller, but they're not related to me. Somebody asked me that. By the way, are these people related to you? No, they're not.
We both had some thoughts about it that we expressed out loud, but, you know, we were not. We did not want to spread rumors.
But anyway, at some point when this house was built some 20 or so odd years ago, okay, there's another law that says if you are to have a section of land that is landlocked and has no access, then there must be access granted through an adjoining piece of land. This is called an easement. And this easement, that's like blank. That doesn't
just
work.
Just talk.
Yeah, okay. So this easement was granted at one point in order to allow access to this house that was built about 20 years ago. Now, by law, that land could not be landlocked, so therefore the easement had to be granted, and that was going to pose a problem for what we call the Section 16 land that the school board already owns. The first initial theories that were coming out was that, you know, aside from the just totally irrational theories that, you know, the superintendent needed a lake house and it was going to be a teacher retreat and all this kind of stuff. Okay, so why did they buy the property? Well, the original theory coming out was that the Section 16 land needed the easement that the property that they bought gave the Section 16 land. So basically, they would have no access to the Section 16 land without this property that they bought. And that actually was close, but it was reverse of the actual case. Without the land that they purchased, the easement that the land that they purchased had coming through the Section 16 property came basically right through the middle of it. And because the easement was granted to the other landowner, the Section 16 landowner, at this point the Cullman County Board of Education, has no control over how to handle the easement. So basically the land was, you know...
Are you still talking about the easement?
Divided, yes. Well, I'm clarifying.
Me and you can ramble.
Clarifying some of the gossip that was going about. So anyway... By purchasing the land that was on the point, then the County Board of Education then controlled the land as well as the easement going through the Section 16 property, which meant they could do whatever they wanted to with the easement. So at this point, they have full control over, you know, the land and the easement that the other property owner had and can subdivide it or control it or, you know, just whatever to it. The rumor was that it would substantially decrease the value of the land. Now, I do have some issues with this personally. A lot of people who have seen my posts on Facebook feel like I'm totally for it. And honestly, I'm beginning to see the tide swing a little bit for the County Board of Education versus against it. But I do continuously read the rants of the parents who say, you know, we don't have enough money to take care of our existing buildings. We have Garden City basically caving in. We have the Fairview Stadium that basically has been condemned. You know, if we don't have the money and the funds to take care of these things, you know, why on earth are we spending $1.2 million out of the general funds to buy this property?
I want to also mention that isn't the County Board of Education $600,000 in the hole as well?
Can't verify that. I think I heard that, but I think that was after this purchase. And I read in the paper not long after this public meeting on Tuesday that several of the local banks have come together and have financed this debt. So they're replenishing the general fund and making this about a $2,000 a month payment for like 20 or 30 years, where the superintendent is saying that that will come out of other Section 16 land that they are using for like timber and other uses. So Section 16 land, did you Google that? Did you verify what that's all about?
You know, everything like the first seven topics that popped up were in Mississippi. And then one was, and then like seven or eight down, it's Section 16 land built for county school passes. So maybe that's just a southern thing.
Might be. So anyway,
I never heard the term.
I hadn't either until all. I had, because I used to ride a boat around on Smith Lake quite a bit, and I had heard of Section 16 land, and I made it my mission one sunny afternoon to find this property, which I never did. But actually, now that I've looked at a map and seen where it is, yeah, I've ridden by it probably 100 times on a boat and know exactly where it is. And in my opinion, in my opinion, it's out in the middle of nowhere. But you know, it is lakefront property, so it is quite valuable. The only other point that I wanted to add to this is, you know, this land was given pretty much every 16th section of land to many different school boards. Has not been 25 minutes.
Our last break was 2:32.
Many different school boards were given this land. Most of them have sold it off. The remaining parcels were controlled by the Alabama Bureau of Land Management, and a bill came up in 2012 to move control of that from the Alabama Bureau of Land Management to local control here with the Board of Education. And that was an amendment or a bill, I forget what it was, that was actually voted on in the general election in 2012. And so the Coleman County voters voted for the control of that land to be moved locally. So if you want to spread some blame around for this, if you voted in that election or if you're a citizen of Coleman County, you're partially responsible for this too. That being said, out of everything that I have read, I'm 90% for it. I think it's probably a good idea, assuming they can develop it and provide a line of credit or something to help, you know, the schools in the future. Where I'm very much against it at this point, the remaining 10%, I'm still worried about the general fund. I'm worried about the schools that have been condemned, the football stadium that has been condemned, the supplies. I mean, some of the schools can't wax their own floors. They don't have the funds for it. We should be able to take this land and get some lines of credit against it. If it's indeed worth that much, we should be able to open up some lines of credit and be able to take care of some of these needs.
$530 million, they should be able to...
Should be able to get $1 million or $2 million line of credit against that.
They should be able to fund the city school, I mean county schools, for a couple of decades on that.
Unless there is some... Well, you'd have to sell it to get $536 million out of it. But I am assuming... You're funny. You're really funny. I am assuming that they have got some kind of law or something preventing them from being able to get a line of credit against this $516 million worth of land. Otherwise, why haven't they done it?
Leaves have fallen all around. Great time.
Time I was on my way.
Are you inciting me to ramble on?
Now I'm
going to end
rambling on.
Such a
great time.
So you're listening to This Week Live, Coleman's Independent Radio Public Affairs Program. 256-737-9951 to comment, and we'll be back in a minute.
And that song.
And that song.
Jonas in America, no tricks at the wheel.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Leah Brandon. An eyewitness to a shooting in Gadsden speaks out. Ray McGuire lives next door to the Club Stratus in downtown Gadsden.
I heard a loud noise, and I looked out the window, then I seen shooting.
And I seen a kid fall to the ground right there. I feel sorry for the little boy.
17-year-old Anthony Hale was shot at the club along with two other victims. He will not survive his injuries. His parents are keeping their son on life support for the purpose of organ donation. And Birmingham gets a number one ranking in a business magazine, the ARN's Andrea Tice.
The Magic City and the seven counties surrounding it are considered the most affordable metro area in the U.S. by Forbes magazine. 100 of the country's largest areas were considered, with factors like housing, food, utilities, gas, and transportation. Although the median family income in Birmingham is $61,000 a year, which is $2,000 less than the national average, Forbes says the paychecks stretch further.
This is the Alabama Radio Network. The University of Alabama Athletics Director says John Brannan will be the interim head coach for the Crimson Tide basketball team for the remainder of the current season. Brannan was an associate head coach under Anthony Grant and has 16 years experience. The Tide will begin play in the NIT against Illinois tomorrow night. Grant was fired yesterday. Mercedes-Benz in Vance extending a deadline to apply for two technical training programs beginning in the fall that could lead to a job. April 10th is now the last day to apply for mechatronics or automotive technician programs. The company says this is a great program for someone who doesn't want to get a four-year degree.
This is more for the technical student, somebody that's interested in the world in which we live in, which is a very highly technical world, whether it's working on equipment or building our cars that we have here at the plant.
The company targeting high school seniors. And Bluebell is issuing its first recall in its over 100-year history. Company officials say there's a potential listeria problem in some of their frozen snacks. Leah Brandon, ARN News. In money news, stocks jumping higher today, led by healthcare and utilities companies. The market coming off 3 weeks of losses. Families of at least 67 people killed in crashes caused by defective GM ignition switches will get compensation from the company. Attorney Kenneth Feinberg, who was hired by GM to compensate victims, updating the total today, up from 64 last week. Home builder confidence is slipping. The National Association of Home Builders saying that sentiment in the industry slipping for a third straight month in March. An official with the NAHB says supply issues also could be to blame for the drop in builder confidence. And look for lower gas prices this week. Analysts say the price of crude continues to tumble and oil inventories are going up. The Oil Price Information Service says crude oil production is at its highest level since November of 72. Leah Brandon, ARN News.
We're Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. No 3-minute radio edits of songs. We play the whole thing. We don't cut songs off in the middle just because they get a little intense like the light station does. Does that annoy you? Yay. It annoys us too. We're Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Coleman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
Why are you playing country on my station?
We talk about about your work, how your boss is a jerk. We talk about your church and your head when it hurts. We talk about the troubles you've been having.
Grumble.
We talk about your daddy and your mother and your crazy ex-lover. We talk about your friends and the places that you've been. We talk about your skin and the dimples on your chin. The polish on your toes and the run in your holes. And God knows we're going to talk about your clothes. You know, talking about you makes me smile. But every once in a while, I want to talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about number one. Oh, my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, 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 usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. I want to talk about me.
That was fun.
Yawn.
That was the most fun I've had all week. Short week, but, you know, Monday. It's the most fun I've had all week. I love music, by the way.
You just made half of Coleman look up from their desks and go, what is she doing?
I love music, by the way, and, you know, when I talk about stuff, sometimes song lyrics just jump right into my head, like you rambling on, and Let's Have Bloom popped in my head, and, you know, it's my turn to talk about me.
I don't believe that was the intention of Led Zeppelin when they wrote the song Ramble On. Just saying.
Probably not. But, all right, so.
But you're like the government. You can reprovision anything and make it mean anything you want.
So now that I have the microphone, I'm a little nervous.
That's all right. I'll talk for a minute. WRJMLP Coleman. Okay, you can have the mic again.
So, I have decided to come out on the radio station right here. Right now.
Let me go get management.
Live on the air. Melissa Sylvie is coming out for the first time possibly ever. I am a writer.
Okay, go ahead.
I write romance novels. No comments?
The silence is deafening.
And, you know, I've always thought to myself, you know, how can I be a romance author? Which I feel that I am. I mean, I have authored several books that are available
on Amazon. Because we all know you don't have enough romance in your life.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to agree with you. I'm not going to disagree with you either. But
that truck behind you will.
All right, so I am a romance author. I have been writing most of my life. I used to write poetry, and I wrote some poems to my mom that she still has. I wrote short stories when I was younger.
I never got any poems.
Yes, she did. So, as long as I have had a pen and a piece of paper.
And a phone.
I have been writing.
I had to say that.
And I believe that to craft a good story, it has to start with a man and a woman. And sometimes.
Go on.
A man as well.
As Jon Stewart would say, go on.
So, I've constantly been in the back of my mind about how can I be such a conservative on so many issues and be a romance author? How can you pull those two together? But the more I think about it, the more that I believe, like we spoke about when we first went on air, I am extremely libertarian, and the more that I listen to the Republican-led Congress, the more I believe that. I am libertarian. I am socially conservative. I am fiscally conservative. I think the government should spend less money.
I'm fiscally conservative, too. That's why I dumped an undisclosed amount of money in a radio station.
I believe the government should not be spending so much money on so many outlandish projects, and I have named them before, like studying how monkeys throw poop to communicate, and
haven't caught that one on that, Gio.
So, you know, the government can cut back, and if the government cut back on stupid stuff like origami condoms, they could have enough money to fund whatever social programs they wanted to. If they cut back on, if they cut back on Medicare fraud, they could pay for, they could pay for insurance coverage for every human in the United States.
If you let them take more money, they'll take more money.
No, I don't want them to take more money. I want them to spend the money they have more responsibly. If they cut out stupid programs.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, if they cut out stupid programs, they could fund more responsible programs, right? It's kind of like the school board thing. If they hadn't spent $1.2 million on this land, they could have maybe funded the Good Hope School fixing it. And
more responsible is a matter of opinion, though.
True. Okay, so that's my belief. I am quite isolationist when it comes to foreign policy. I think most of this that's going on out there right now is none of our business.
So you don't think all the Republicans should have sent a love letter to the Ayatollah?
Well, yes. No, I think they should have, because the president shouldn't be buddying up with Iran, period. And I have a tiny snippet on that as well.
Not to derail you. Continue.
Okay, the president should not be buddying up with a country that stands against everything that we as a nation stand for. It's just, it's insane to me. China is our best bud, and they have the worst human rights out there. I cannot comprehend on some levels why our government does the things it does. So I am fiscally conservative. I am foreign policy isolationist. And I am socially liberal. I think that the government could make a heck of a lot of money if they started taxing pot and stopped locking people up for it. I think that the government shouldn't be in people's bedrooms. I think that if you want to have an alternative lifestyle sexually, be my guest. Thank you. Thank you. Romantically, you know, I am all for romance. I love love. I love men and women being together. If men and men or women and women are together, I really don't care. You know, it's not my decision what they do in their bedroom as long as it's consenting adults doing whatever they want. It's not up to me. It's not for me to decide. So, libertarian. I am definitely libertarian, and I am coming out on the radio today as a romance author to promote my book, Promise to Love. Look for it on Amazon.com. You can pre-order it there. Melissa Silvey, Promise to Love, Amazon.com. I feel so free now. I feel so free. I feel like a weight has been lifted off of my shoulders. And also, I was thinking about creating a writer's group. If you want to get together and talk about writing with me, hit me up on Facebook.
That was a sound effect for a train wreck.
Melissa Silvey, author on Facebook.com. feel so good right now. I'm going to give myself a round of applause.
I'm speechless. What's next?
So you don't want to make any comments, or you don't want to talk about how much time I dedicate to my craft, or how oftentimes you don't see me because I'm holed away in front of a computer screen, and I believe I might be going blind because all I do is look at a white page.
How is that
letters.
Different from me, like in front of a computer all the time?
Well, that's true. You've been doing this FCC thing now for a few days, but I am serious. I'm very serious about my craft, and sometimes, like this weekend,
I have read some of the reviews, and the reviews appear to be really good. That's about the extent of what I can say because I've never read any of your writings.
So. These last few weeks, I have not been focused on politics because I've been focused on my writing, and that feels so good to say. Also, I am a
you haven't missed much.
Political science major. English minor at Athens State University. And for me to say, you know, I haven't been paying attention to politics lately is a big thing. But for me to also say I've been more focused on my writing, it feels good. It feels great. I'm happy. You want to go to a break now?
256-737-9951 to question the local author.
Hey, don't boo me. You're mean.
I encourage you to do what you like to do, just like I encourage anyone listening to do what they like to do, that they are their own worst enemy. If you get out of your own self's way, you can do a lot.
Exactly. And if you stop beating yourself up over putting yourself in categories and saying, you know, I can't do this because I'm this, or I can't think this because I think that. I saw a tattoo, you know, stuff pops up on Facebook all the time. And I saw a tattoo that I believe I may get. And it says, believe in yourself. And the first few letters of the words are a different color. So the first few letters say, be you. And the rest of it says, believe in yourself. So it's beautiful, but I mean, believe in yourself. Talk about what you love. Talk about what you do. Don't be afraid like I've been for the last 30 years. Life's too short. Open up. Express your opinions. Express what you believe in. Talk about what you love. And I think that's a lot of what this show is about.
Well, I think this show is multi-purposed. I mean, we, you know, inform people of things that they may not already know about, assuming that they have not tuned us out as soon as we came on here.
Right.
And I think there are quite a few people out there who are interested in, you know, sort of what's going on around them. There are many other people who are not. They're very focused on just their own, you know, day-to-day lives and, you know, what they need to do for their families. And a lot of that falls under something that if you're ever bored and you're ever Googling, is called the Maslow Hierarchy of Needs. I mean, if you're having trouble putting food on the table and, you know, taking care of your family, you're probably not going to be that worried about what's happening on the state level or on the federal level. But, you know, if you're, I'm not going to say very successful, but, you know, if you're successful enough to where those urgent needs are not everyday needs for you and you can focus on the things that are happening around you, I am a full believer of one person can make a difference.
Don't wait just for a moment. And then,
I have actually seen that happen because for my industry, I've been to Washington a few times, and I've seen change happen because of what we've done.
Bad change in your case, but I mean, this is
not all bad.
Another thing that we could talk about. We have been a two-party country for so long, and there are people like me out there who think, well, I agree with some of this party, and I agree with some of this party, and we don't have any real alternative choice in who we can vote for. You know, everything is red or blue. Everything is black or white. We have no purple. We have no gray. We have no real, true alternative choice in this nation. And a lot of people like me, and, you know, I get angry that you are not sometimes as conservative as me on some subjects, but you as well, you know, you're not fully conservative, although we probably both vote Republican more than Democrat.
I'm probably less conservative than you.
Yeah, but, you know, not everyone is conservative or liberal. Not everyone is Democrat or Republican. And we would like to hear from you as well, how you feel about that.
Well, I have to throw this out there. I mean, the work that I do and the type of industry that I'm in, just like a lot of the larger industries, you know, we have meetings several times a year in many cases in different parts of the country where I interface with people that are not necessarily from Alabama. You know, they may be from Maine or from St. Louis or from Washington State or from California. And they're not all of the same mindset that I am. You know, we're a very diverse, mixed group. And I hear opinions from people that are not necessarily as conservative as I am. So, therefore, my opinions change, you know, and that's the world that I live in. I acknowledge and realize that not everybody shares the same opinion as the majority of the people in Alabama. Got in trouble for saying this the other day. We had about a half politics show on Sports Talk Live. And I made that comment and got chewed out for it. Somebody called in and said, but I don't share the same opinions that most of you conservatives do. And that's true. I mean, there are people that are liberal in this area, but they are in the minority.
So. You know, the funny thing about that is I can listen to other people's opinions and I can accept that they have those opinions.
It's a free country.
But they don't sway me.
No.
Other people's
knew who
opinions
about sways you.
Don't sway me. Yep. I'm set already. I'm set in my mind.
Joining the conversation, 256-737-9951. You're listening to This Week Live. We do this program every Monday, at least when we're in town, which is most of the time now.
I came out. I feel free.
We'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Leah Brandon. An eyewitness to a shooting in Gadsden speaks out. Ray McGuire lives next door to the Club Stratus in downtown Gadsden.
I heard a loud noise, and I looked out the window, then I seen shooting. And I seen a kid fall to the ground right there. I feel sorry for the little boy.
17-year-old Anthony Hale was shot at the club along with two other victims. He will not survive his injuries. His parents are keeping their son on life support for the purpose of organ donation. And Birmingham gets a number one ranking in a business magazine, the ARN's Andrea Tice.
The Magic City and the seven counties surrounding it are considered the most affordable metro area in the U.S. by Forbes magazine. 100 of the country's largest areas were considered, with factors like housing, food, utilities, gas, and transportation. Although the median family income in Birmingham is $61,000 a year, which is $2,000 less than the national average, Forbes says the paychecks stretch further.
This is the Alabama Radio Network. The University of Alabama Athletics Director says John Brannan will be the interim head coach for the Crimson Tide basketball team for the remainder of the current season. Brannan was an associate head coach under Anthony Grant and has 16 years experience. The Tide will begin play in the NIT against Illinois tomorrow night. Grant was fired yesterday. Mercedes-Benz in Vance extending a deadline to apply for two technical training programs beginning in the fall that could lead to a job. April 10th is now the last day to apply for mechatronics or automotive technician programs. The company says this is a great program for someone who doesn't want to get a four-year degree.
This is more for the technical student, somebody that's interested in the world in which we live in, which is a very highly technical world, whether it's working on equipment or building our cars that we have here at the plant.
The company targeting high school seniors. And Bluebell is issuing its first recall in its over 100-year history. Company officials say there's a potential listeria problem in some of their frozen snacks. Leah Brandon, ARN News.
In money news, stocks jumping higher today, led by healthcare and utilities companies. The market coming off 3 weeks of losses. Families of at least 67 people killed in crashes caused by defective GM ignition switches will get compensation from the company. Attorney Kenneth Feinberg, who was hired by GM to compensate victims, updating the total today, up from 64 last week. Home builder confidence is slipping. The National Association of Home Builders saying that sentiment in the industry slipping for a third straight month in March. An official with the NAHB says supply issues also could be to blame for the drop in builder confidence. And look for lower gas prices this week. Analysts say the price of crude continues to tumble and oil inventories are going up. The Oil Price Information Service says crude oil production is at its highest level since November of 72. Leah Brandon, ARN News.
This is Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio. This is the music we love. This is Live 95 Music. This is Live 95 Music. If you like this,
the forest, we should swim in the streams, we should laugh, we should cry, we should love, we should dream.
And this,
sweet for
and this, then this is your radio station, Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Coleman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
Well, Deputy McPherson, if my eyes are going, at least I know my hearing isn't.
Huh? Couldn't hear you. Welcome back to This Week Live. It's 3:17 on a Monday, one of the most beautiful Mondays that I can remember in quite a while.
Headset turned all the way up, and I've got mine on like one.
Mine's too loud. Mine's on like three. Trust me, it could go a lot louder. Trust me.
That's he.
Trust me.
We need to get you to a doctor. Anybody suggest a good audiologist?
One of the other goals of this program that I have, that I have been working to try to do, is it seems to me, and I mean this comes back to the whole school board, county school board, you know, McMansion whole thing. So many decisions and so many courses of action are taken in private, or not necessarily in private, but just people are not aware that they happen. I mean, okay, so I go back and I review some of the details of this, the school board, you know, purchasing of the property there on Smith Lake, and I find out it happened in a public meeting that took place back in November, like 4 months ago, 5 months ago now. But yet, nobody knew anything about this till 3 weeks ago when somebody anonymously gave somebody else a printout of the deed and said, oh, by the way, the county school board owns this now.
So what you're saying is we can rant about the government all day long, which was my next topic, but we have to keep ourselves informed of what the government is doing as well.
We need to work more towards, and I would say we're already doing this, but we could always do a better job of it. We need to do more investigative reporting is what we need to do.
You and I?
Yes. And anybody else who wants to help us.
Ah, all right. Well, that sounds like fun.
I mean, a lot of that could be done via Googling. Via Googling.
You know what else? I would love to talk to some of the county school board members or the head of the county school board about this on the radio. I mean, we are constantly giving our phone number out there, but we rarely get calls about people who want to share their opinions with us.
I think some of that will come with time. I have already sent some Facebook messages to members. Well, actually, I have not. I've friended them. I know people on the county school board. I know people on the city school board.
You know people.
Ironically. I know I have met the superintendent. He probably does not know who I am. But actually, I have other topics that I would like to discuss with the county superintendent and thought about writing him an email until I remembered he mentioned in the public meeting last Tuesday that he was averaging 500 emails a day from upset constituents. So,
well, you know what else?
I think I'll wait a little while before I try to get his attention.
I handed one of my cards to U.S. Senator Richard Shelby's aide and was like, well, if you need to talk to somebody, call us. But, I mean...
They got your cell number on it?
Yeah.
But you never keep on?
Yeah. But, you know, I would like to have more participation on this show, no doubt.
You know, I have already been, and I'm actually looking at it right now. I know you don't believe me. I'm looking at the minutes from the city council meetings and the county. I usually try to do that. I don't really want to say that, but, you know, if we need some filler, we need to fill up some of time in the show, I look at that. Melissa always kind of rolls her eyes and drools when I start doing that, but I feel it's important to know what we're spending money on and where, and especially if you are a locally owned business like I am, and you wonder why they're spending tens of thousands of dollars on, you know, services from outside of the county, you know, why? I mean, it's our tax money. Why don't we keep it local?
Right.
And it's not just my industries. I mean, it's, you know, people, if you, you know, you do construction work or you do anything that the city or the county has a need for, then you should be part of that process. They should be spending their money with you and not with some company in Decatur, Huntsville, Birmingham. You know, we need to keep the money here.
We could also talk about the transparency issue. Is the government transparent enough? I mean, if they talked about buying this property in a school board meeting and people are upset because they didn't go to that school board meeting.
We're busy.
Yeah.
We don't want to go to all the meetings.
Yeah, people are busy until
something like this happens.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And I was going to tie that in with my Jay Fuller doesn't care about the government until it affects him. We don't care about what the government does until it affects us. And maybe we should.
I love that you're posting Facebook comments while you're on the show.
I am. I'm Facebooking while I'm on the show.
I can't repeat anything that you posted either.
So, another thing that I want to...
Social media is abso-freaking-lutely amazing. I mean, that's where we find out about everything that's happening is social media.
Oh, it's 3:22. If we meet filler at the end of the show, I want to do a how does this make you feel?
Oh.
And just throw out a few topics, hot topics, and talk about what we think about them.
If you happen to be having a good day and you want to have an even better day, go to Dairy Queen. They're giving away free ice cream today.
Oh, that's right.
How did I learn that? Because it's on Facebook.
Unless you're
it's
like
on Facebook.
Me and
it must be true, right?
Right.
Actually, I've seen 4 or 5 people post this, so I'm pretty sure it is true.
All right. So.
So.
Rare. .com. Rare, I'm sorry, rare.us. They are red in the center. America's newsfeed, rare.com. Poll finds Americans think the government, not terrorism, is the biggest problem facing the country. How does that make you feel, Jay?
I was too excited because Live 95 apparently shared that we're having a Battle of the Bands on May 2nd, 2015. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it wasn't even us that shared it. It was one of our listeners who reshared it and showed up in my newsfeed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we did share it, and then your listener reshared it.
I guess I'm not friends with Live 95.
Maybe you should friend them.
Yeah.
So... Put your phone down. Give me your attention.
I don't know. I'm drooling at that ice cream. That looks pretty good. Okay, go ahead. Put the ice cream down for a minute.
How does that make you feel?
Ice cream makes me feel really good.
Poll finds Americans think the government, not terrorism, is the biggest problem facing the country.
I believe that the government is dramatically oversized, that they have way too much reach into way too many things. Fortunately, most of it does not impact my life on a day-to-day basis.
I like the way you're clarifying that now.
It impacts your life more than mine. I have heard you say on more than one occasion that you would like to go buy a farm, but by golly, you can't buy a farm because if you decided to add a pond to it, they would come shut you down. You have to go buy a farm that already has a pond in it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have talked about that before, I've ranted quite a bit about it. Yeah. I do. When I have my millions from my book, Promise to Love by Melissa Silvey, available for pre-order on Amazon.com.
We're a non-commercial station.
That's good, because I didn't pay for it. One of the things that I want is a pond, and we live
listeners to Live 95, I hear that a lot. I want.
Live near Pond Street, which it's not named Pond Street. Every time I drive down that street, there are like eight ponds down that one street.
Yep.
And it makes me want a pond. But if you put a pond in your backyard, the government's going to come knocking on your door and sue you for it.
It's not entirely true. I was reading a post on Facebook because I have a weird interest in towers. Can't imagine why. Live 95 is on a tower, by the way. That's how you're actually able to hear us talk right now. But there's a tower just outside of, I believe, Houston, Texas, that was 290 feet tall. The individual who put it up for ham radio purposes, but because it is
290 feet tall, ham radio.
Although it was over 190 foot tall, the law requires him to register that tower with the FCC in a database that is called the ASR, or Antenna Structure Registration. The guy didn't do it. A hurricane destabilized the top part of the tower some 20 years ago, so now it's only 228 feet tall. Still not registered with the FCC. The guy who built it died. A church got the tower, deeded to them, or, left to them in the will, and now somebody is trying to help them out with it. And the tower has a little bit of rust on it, but it's still standing. They actually posted a picture of the tower on this particular forum, yet it's still not registered with the FCC. So the FCC in 30 years has not come and found this tower and taken care of the issue. So chances are, if you bought a farm and you put a pond on it, maybe you will fly under the radar of the government.
So I wonder why that couple in Colorado, wasn't it, who...
They did something that made somebody with the government angry, and the government decided to come sting them like a freaking hornet out of a hornet's nest.
I reckon.
That's what I think happened.
Because didn't they get permission from the county or the city or whatever?
And you can rest assured that the wonderful National Security Agency who built this humongous 15,000 football field wide facility in Utah is searching for keywords in your email of every day of every person of interest anyway.
15,000 football fields?
I was being sarcastic, but I've seen it. I was in Utah in January, and I saw this facility, and it's huge.
All right, so break time. It is 3:28.
I don't hear the phone ringing yet, Melissa.
Give them the number again, Jay.
That'll be 256-737-9951. Let's see what all we've talked about. The county school.
No, wait. What do you think is the biggest threat to the country? The government or terrorism?
The government.
No, that's the poll that I wanted the people to call in.
And I just gave you my answer.
Yeah.
So we've talked about that. We've talked about the county school board. We've talked about government overreach.
I came out of the closet.
20 more things to talk about, and your opinions, too. Again, 256-737-9951. You've got 31 minutes to do it.
Please call. I'm afraid of the world.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Derek Scudder. While same-sex marriages are currently on hold in Alabama by order of the state Supreme Court, a rally for supporters of what they call biblical marriage is planned for March 22nd in Dothan. Chip Anderson is one of the organizers. He believes that government approval of same-sex marriage could bring judgment from God. He says the rally came about after weekly meetings with pastors from several Southeast Alabama churches. Birmingham's first completely new police precinct built from the ground up in nearly 50 years has opened. A ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new West Police Precinct in Five Points West across from the Metro Complex building on the former Alabama State Fairgrounds site. Governor Bentley says 75 celebrities, industry leaders, and prospective job creators are expected to be part of Alabama's one-shot turkey hunt tomorrow. The event showcases the state as business-friendly with nature-based recreation opportunities. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Prosecutors in Etowah County have rested their case in the capital murder trial of Joyce Garrard. Today, jurors heard from a nurse at Gadsden Regional Medical Center who said Garrard changed her story about what happened to her 9-year-old granddaughter, Savannah, who died after being forced to run for hours as a punishment. The 49-year-old Garrard faces a death sentence or life without parole if convicted. The memorial for a Gadsden teen shot over the weekend continues to grow. 17-year-old Anthony Gale remains on life support and is not expected to survive. The shooting happened during a fight on Broad Street. Two others were shot in that incident. No word on their condition. Mercedes-Benz Advance is extending a deadline to apply for two technical training programs beginning in the fall that could lead to a job. April 10th is now the last day to apply for mechatronics or automotive technician programs. About 120 students are currently enrolled. I'm Derek Scudder, ARN News.
For those who have loved ones serving in the military, waiting is a way of life, whether it's by the phone or by the computer. And waiting is not fun, especially when the waiting is for the status of an unexpected injury. Fisher Houses give families of wounded warriors receiving care at military or VA medical centers a home away from home, so they can focus not on waiting, but on being together in a time of need. Learn more at FisherHouse.org.
In sports, UAB is the only team from the state to earn a berth in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The Blazers won the Conference USA automatic bid by winning the league tournament held in Birmingham. Robert Brown of UAB was the tournament MVP. The Blazers are a 14 seed in their region and will play number 3 seed Iowa State on Thursday in Louisville, Kentucky. Alabama didn't make the big dance, but the Tide season hasn't ended yet. A number 6 seed in its region in the NIT will give Bama a home game tomorrow night at Coleman Coliseum against Illinois. While the Fighting Illini are the number 3 seed, they can't play at home because of arena renovations going on there. John Brannan will be the interim head coach for the Alabama basketball team in the NIT after the school dismissed head coach Anthony Grant yesterday after 6 seasons and only 1 NCAA tournament appearance. I'm Derek Scudder, ARN News.
The best songs from the best artists, like this. And this. Because I'm happy. Hop along if you feel like a room without room. And this. I am the rain. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. Tell a friend. Spread the word. You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Coleman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
So let's see, I've came out of the closet, I've talked about my love of music, I'm a music file.
What's better for the country, a flat tax or to continue to refine the tax code? Changing the subject from your poll, which I've already answered.
God, I don't know, am I qualified to make that decision? I'm not an accountant.
You don't ever spend any money, so you would, like, not be taxed at all.
You know what? Why can't we have a national sales tax and get rid of the income tax?
there was a very heated debate on this Thursday on Sports Talk Live. And if
really?
You're bored, you can go listen to the replay because it's on the website. Or if it's not, it will be.
That exact topic?
Flat tax? That topic.
National sales tax?
It would even tax drug dealers because although you're not going to tax them when they sell you the drugs, they're going to have to launder the money somehow. And however they interface with the system, they're going to pay the tax.
Oh, yeah. That is a good idea.
I know. I came up with it myself.
Wow. So, yes, I am a pro.
Wow. Too loud.
I am pro-national sales tax. You have convinced me. I didn't really have an opinion one way or the other.
I don't think I convinced you. I think somebody else came up with that.
Whatever you did, my right. Okay, there it is.
I was doing that, too.
So, pro national sales tax. That's cool. Yeah, let's do that, shall we?
Are we running for something? Are we running from something? I am running to Dairy Queen as soon as the show is over.
No, you're not. You're packing stuff up because I got stuff out.
Yeah, well, I can work my ice cream in there.
You know, it was funny. I caught stuff out and put it all together in, what, like 3 minutes?
It used to take us like 15 minutes. We've got this sewn down pat. It's not even
It was me. I don't know what you think you did.
I do it most of the time when you're not here.
Jason told me I'm faster than you.
You probably are.
I said, of course, because I'm a woman.
Grown.
W-O-M-A-N.
So what else is on your mind, W-O-M-A-N?
You know what? For not having any show notes, we've made it through an hour and a half pretty good, and now I don't really have anything.
You were wanting to talk about Iran.
Well, okay.
Because I ran so far away.
You know, you could play that song right now. Lonely Island has an Iran.
Well, do we need to bring up 15 songs about cats?
No. We could if we need to fill the last 5 minutes. Lonely Island did an Iran. It was funny. About his love for Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. It was pretty amusing. All right, so this, according to WesternJournalism.com, Iran unveils chilling new weapon days after Netanyahu's warning. Iran has a chilling new weapon, the Sonar surface-to-surface missile. The missile was unveiled only a few days after Netanyahu spoke about Iran's missile program.
You didn't give us that as a choice in your poll. You said terrorism or the government. You didn't say Iran.
Saying that it posed a threat not just to Israel, but also eventually the U.S. He remarked that Iran's intercontinental ballistic missile program is not part of the deal, and so far Iran refuses to even put it on the negotiating table. Why is our president cozying up to people like this? Why is Iran our new best friend? It makes me want to go somewhere and vomit, for real. Women have no rights in Iran. Women can't drive in Iran. Women have to have their hair covered in Iran. I think there is like one lawmaker in Iran who is a woman. Gays are put to death in Iran. There is no human rights in Iran.
This is all pretty much old news because we all know that John Kerry and the State Department, wink, wink, nod, nod, has been working to come to an agreement with Iran for like ever. I mean, I know they have extended the deadline for nuclear talks like 3 times or 4 times. So somebody somewhere must think that we're getting close to a deal. And as I heard all of the talking heads say on the Sunday shows last night, the reason that the Republicans sent the letter to Iran was because, and this is quote, a no deal is better than a bad deal.
That's right. And I believe we've talked before about Obama saying that the leader of Iran told them they would not try to get nuclear weapon capabilities because, and I quote, it's against their religion.
Well, and you played that a few weeks ago on the show.
Yeah.
And I actually remembered it. Amazing.
Yeah, and it was a video of him actually saying those words.
We all know that Obama has absolutely nothing keeping him in check anymore. He doesn't even care about the law right now, because if they decide to impeach the guy, by the time they actually did it, he would be out of office anyway. So he basically has nothing holding him back right now, which means there is no telling what we're going to expect from him in the next year.
And the Republicans aren't going to do anything about it. And this is the one topic that made me throw my hands up and walk away from politics.
Oh?
For what, 2 weeks maybe? I got a lot of writing done, but the Republican Congress, who was talking about, we're not going to fund the, the DHS?
Yeah.
We are not going to fund the Department of Homeland Security if Obama is spending Department of Homeland Security funding on bringing in his illegal immigrants, and then they turned around and funded it. They have they don't want to stop Obama. The Republican-controlled House and Senate do not want to stop Obama. And that makes me throw my hands up and want to cry, basically. I don't even want to follow politics anymore, because if they're... Okay.
I've been over this with you before, though. I mean, we can't totally control the man. He is in the executive office. It requires a two-thirds majority to overturn his vetoes.
The founders, okay, I learned this in my readings for my last test. The founders built this nation on the idea that Congress is the check. Congress is supposed to have the most power. The president is a figurehead. Congress is the one with all the power. And they have like 9 of the 15 checks and balances. It's in the hands of Congress. They fund. They veto. They are the ones who propose law. Can the president propose a law? This is a civics question for you, Mr. Fuller. Can the president propose law?
No.
No.
I already knew that.
So, what exactly power does the president have other than his executive orders?
I don't know what.
Crickets, crickets, crickets. So, when you say the executive branch is all powerful, no, it's not.
I never said that. I never said that.
And the founders did not build our country that way.
I told you how it works. The man can veto stuff, and
no,
in order,
can't.
Yeah, he can. And in order to overturn a veto, it requires 2/3.
Yes, but the Congress can also veto the president.
Yes.
And the Congress makes law.
Yep.
And the House of Representatives has to initiate any funding bills.
Yep.
So why are we funding all of this ridiculous stuff that the president wants? It's a Republican-controlled House and Senate. Defund the man, for crying out loud.
But you're not defunding the man. You're defunding the service.
Defund his
So you
programs.
Have the Department of Homeland Security, which was put in place after 9/11.
Why is the Department of Homeland Security funding illegal
so
immigrants?
So you have protection on the borders, you have protection in the airports,
if the DHS
and you're advocating that the Republicans
funding,
defund all of that?
If the DHS
And how much support do you think the Republicans
border,
would continue to get if he defunded that?
If the Republicans are supposed to be funding border security,
it wouldn't work.
Why are they letting in so many illegal immigrants and the THS is the one paying for it? Why?
The Republicans that you speak of are in Congress, which is in Washington, not on the border of the United States. There are people that are on the border in the United States. They are National Guards troops. They are members of the Department of Homeland Security. Two different entities that you're referring to.
So why are they funding it? Why are they funding
the
bill?
So you want them
bill?
To defund all of it and all of those guys not to have jobs and not protect the country anymore?
You know what? If it
just
was,
let them come in. They don't need anybody protecting the border. Just come on in here.
So didn't we
plenty of room.
The government?
Plenty of room in the house.
Well, it's already that way.
You're talking stupid.
It's already that way.
No, it isn't.
The door is already open.
There are people down there right now doing their jobs.
So the government shut down.
You shut down the Department of Homeland Security and see how bad it gets.
The government shut down.
Shut down the National Guard and see how bad it gets.
They shut down the government a few months ago. Do you think the House and the Senate still got their paychecks?
Yeah, they did.
All right, then.
They're not included as part of the shutdown.
Yes. If they are going to defund a criminal executive order by defunding the Department of Homeland Security, do it.
No.
That was my idea from the beginning, and it's always going to be my idea.
And that's why you haven't been elected to Congress.
That's the only reason?
That's funny.
I know, right?
You haven't raised enough money to run yet. Get to work.
Yeah. All right. Break time. Or?
Have you talked us to death now?
You know what? It's funny because we can discuss stuff and we can yell at each other and I can scream over Jon Stewart and we still like each other. So when you hear us go off on each other like that, don't think that we're stabbing each other in the back when we leave here. We're not. We're hugging each other.
Ramble out!
That was loud.
Yeah, I know. So anyway,
14 minutes, come on, Fuller. I've talked a lot.
You've been listening to This Week Live. We have been debating all kinds of stuff. Still plenty of room for your opinion. 256-737-9951. If you don't want to call us, go to the Facebook page and throw a comment out there. We'll pick it up and discuss it right here. We'll be back in a minute to wrap it up with your comments as well. Led Zeppelin's good.
I like Led Zeppelin.
Nine Inch Nails is better. This is not Nine Inch Nails, though. This is David Bowie.
David Bowie, produced by Trent Reznor, who is Nine Inch Nails.
Part of Nine Inch Nails, yeah.
Journeys in America, no tricks at the wheel.
I think we're going to have a party after the show to talk about how crazy and insane we were in the show today.
As long as it's a party on the way to Athens. Your mouse quit working?
Maybe.
Frozen? Go in the other room.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Leah Brandon. An eyewitness to a shooting in Gadsden speaks out. Ray McGuire lives next door to the club Stratus in downtown Gadsden.
I heard a loud noise, and I looked out the window, then I seen shooting. And I seen a kid fall to the ground right there. I feel sorry for the little boy.
17-year-old Anthony Hale was shot at the club along with two other victims. He will not survive his injuries. His parents are keeping their son on life support for the purpose of organ donation. And Birmingham gets a number one ranking in a business magazine, the ARN's Andrea Tice.
The Magic City and the seven counties surrounding it are considered the most affordable metro area in the U.S. by Forbes magazine. 100 of the country's largest areas were considered, with factors like housing, food, utilities, gas, and transportation. Although the median family income in Birmingham is $61,000 a year, which is $2,000 less than the national average, Forbes says the paychecks stretch further.
This is the Alabama Radio Network. The University of Alabama Athletics Director says John Brannan will be the interim head coach for the Crimson Tide basketball team for the remainder of the current season. Brannan was an associate head coach under Anthony Grant and has 16 years experience. The Tide will begin play in the NIT against Illinois tomorrow night. Grant was fired yesterday. Mercedes-Benz Advance extending a deadline to apply for two technical training programs beginning in the fall that could lead to a job. April 10th is now the last day to apply for mechatronics or automotive technician programs. The company says this is a great program for someone who doesn't want to get a four-year degree.
This is more for the technical student.
somebody that's interested in the world in which we live in, which is a very highly technical world, whether it's working on equipment or building our cars that we have here at the plant.
The company targeting high school seniors. And Bluebell is issuing its first recall in its over 100-year history. Company officials say there's a potential listeria problem in some of their frozen snacks. Leah Brandon, ARN News. In money news, stocks jumping higher today, led by healthcare and utilities companies. The market coming off 3 weeks of losses. Families of at least 67 people killed in crashes caused by defective GM ignition switches will get compensation from the company. Attorney Kenneth Feinberg, who was hired by GM to compensate victims, updating the total today, up from 64 last week. Home builder confidence is slipping. The National Association of Home Builders saying that sentiment in the industry slipping for a third straight month in March. An official with the NAHB says supply issues also could be to blame for the drop in builder confidence. And look for lower gas prices this week. Analysts say the price of crude continues to tumble and oil inventories are going up. The Oil Price Information Service says crude oil production is at its highest level since November of 72. Leah Brandon, ARN News.
The best songs from the best artists, like this. And this. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a room. And this. I am the rain. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Tell a friend. Spread the word.
Hello, Coleman. My name is Jason Spiegel, and along with my co-host, Ronnie Barnes, we want to extend a special invitation to join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Sports Talk Live.
Each Tuesday, we will announce the People's Bank Player of the Week, as well as discuss the past week top high school and college games.
Don't miss Thursdays when we welcome regular guest Greg Smith with OnlyBestBets.com at 4:25 p.m. and Greg Vosta with Campus Insider at 4:45 p.m.
Once again, please join us each Tuesday and Thursday from 4 until 6 for Sports Talk Live right here on 95.5 Live 95 WRJM, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Sports Talk Live is brought to you in part by our friends at People's Bank, who bring you Where's Moolah each and every week, as well as the Player of the Week, and our other fabulous sponsors, such as Cynthia Phillips, your Alpha Insurance Agent, AK Rentals, Cyber Broadband, Fuller Optical, Michael's Flowers and Gifts, Morton Buildings, Odin's Auto Glass, Scissors Salon, and Tommy Warhurst at the Warhurst Agency, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
You're listening to This Week Live, a public affairs program airing here on Live 95. This program focuses on activities taking place in the city of Cullman, within the state of Alabama, and across the branches of the federal government up in Washington. Information presented on this show comes from a variety of sources, and although the hosts have attempted to individually validate each story for its authenticity, you should also attempt to validate each story yourself. Opinions presented on this show may or may not be the opinions of the owners, management, or advertisers of this station.
3:52 on a Monday. Melissa, Sylvie, Jay Fuller. Melissa's over there playing YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Or doing something.
You know, every time you go to a website now, a video
starts a video. That's true.
Makes me mad.
So we were talking about Live 95, and that we are coming up on our one-year anniversary. We are planning a special sort of birthday party for that going on. And mark your calendars down for this. We're still getting the details straightened out. But the first Saturday of May over at Grumpy's Italian, we're going to be taking over the bar section there and doing a battle of the bands. And if you are a band, or
God,
you
know, that's an amazing idea. You, who came up with that?
If you know of somebody who is a member of a band or knows somebody in the band and would like to participate in this, we're hoping to get several bands lined up that day. It's going to be a competition. Live 95 is planning, although I haven't figured out the engineering side of it yet, but we're planning on airing the show live all day long, and it will be in honor of Live 95 being on the air for 1 year. We signed on. It's going to take us about a month to get this put together, but our birthday is actually April the 7th, I believe it is. That was the first day that we were on the air.
So you do know that genre is not something that you have to worry about because we play all genres. So if you are a guy with an acoustic guitar and you think you're the next Ed Sheeran, come out and play for us. We'd be happy to hear it.
Who was the first artist on the radio station, Melissa?
That would be Dave Matthews Band.
Mm.
I chose the song, duh.
What time was it?
2:45 p.m. I don't know.
Jessica?
No, there are 24 hours in a day and 60 minutes in an hour.
We signed on around 5:30 p.m.
Oh.
Yep. Because if you remember, there were crazy people outside doing tower work at the time. Somebody came inside and said, "All right, we're ready to test the signal." And we're like, "What? We weren't playing for this." And that was, we had all kinds of ideas for what to do. We were going to promo the station and have an official launch date and all this kind of stuff.
And you wanted to do what's it called?
TV Tunes or something?
What's the official word for it?
Stunt.
You wanted the stunt with TV Tunes, and I thought, that is the most horrible idea you've had. Out of the horrible ideas that you've had, that probably ranks in the top 10.
Thanks. Well,
you're welcome.
Needless to say, that was the day we launched, and we've been Live 95 from that point on.
Schizophrenic Radio, I just thought of it. That's us, Schizophrenic Radio. So.
No. We're not that bad.
If you have a genre that you
I've heard schizophrenic radio, that's not us.
We play a little bit of country. We play a little bit of classic.
As soon as I find country, I throw it out the window.
We play a little bit.
Throw it out in the middle of the highway.
Jazz.
You want Highway Revisited, you just go run right over that country music.
We play a little bit of jazz.
We
play a little bit of folk. We play a little bit of everything. We play rock.
You haven't thrown my jazz off the air yet. That's great.
That's because I'm a nicer person than you.
We even play the frog song, believe it or not.
And I tried to get rid of it, and it just keeps coming back for some reason.
Which goes way back in time to when I was in fifth grade, and good old Tim Clemens, still around, still teaching fifth graders. He's like, "You know, I know you kids love this song. That's why I'm selling all these records over in the lunchroom for y'all to buy and take home and play on your record players."
Aww.
And by golly, if I could find my record, I would be ripping a copy of Believe in Yourself, and we would have two Tim Clemens songs.
Man, I remember my record player, my first record player. It was plastic.
But he was like, "You know, if you really, really want to promote the station and you want to hear it on the radio, you need to call the radio station and tell them to play the frog song." And, of course, no radio station would play the frog song. Except Live 95. We solved that problem here 30 years later.
So if anybody has a copy of Believe in Yourself, is that what it was called?
I've already looked for it, and actually I have talked to Tim Clemens myself, and he has some reservations with how that particular arrangement was. To make a long story short, he wrote the song, and he doesn't like that arrangement of it anymore. So he has requested that even if we find a copy of that we don't play it. He's going to record us a new copy of it.
Is he really?
Yep.
And that's been the theme today, Believe in Yourself.
Yeah. I really should play it if I knew how.
Because
it would fit right in, Tim Clemens.
Yeah.
You need to give us a copy of that song. We will make it our... we'll make it our bumper music.
So do you want to do how does it make you feel, Hillary Clinton email style?
No,
or?
Not really.
No.
Now, we only have 2 minutes left, so everybody stay tuned. We will be announcing more information on this Battle of the Bands as we have it. We're going to figure out some other things that we need to figure out, like how many bands we can accommodate and how we're going to put them live on the air and how many people the venue can hold. We want to make some money off of it, too. We're doing it to help grow the station, so we haven't quite figured out how we're going to do that yet, but we're excited about it. And I think
every dollar is a vote.
Yep, there you go. I think that's about it. You ready to go to Athens? I'm ready to go to Dairy Queen.
Predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I'm ready.
All right. Well, we'll see you next Monday. And you people out there listening, if you have stopped laughing at us, you need to participate. 256-737-9951. It's not just us. We'd like to hear from you, too. And we'll see you next week.
Believe in yourselves, people. Believe in you. Be you.
Believe in yourself. You can do anything you want. That's about all I remember of it.
Goodbye, Coleman.
Hey, guess what we're going to play after the end of the song? We're going to play some Mumford & Sons.
Angela will sue you for royalties.
That is another artist that you're not likely to hear on any other station in North Alabama other than Live 95.
Jonah's in America. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind.